Wanna take it back, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the show. Today is Thursday, August 21st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We are going to rock it. We absolutely have a fantastic show. Lots of information, lots of things happening in Lansing, things happening in Washington, D.C., stories all over the place this morning. Got up early to do the prep work for today's show. Kind of interesting. Democrat Mayor Mike Duggan, who is not wanting to participate and have to run in the Democrat primary for governor next year, he's running as an independent. Yeah, right. Well, guess what? He has handpicked his replacement for mayor of the city of Detroit, Mary Sheffield. Now, many have said that she has been basically acting like his lieutenant mayor for quite a while. Political allies, strong support among the Black American community in Detroit. This move is seen as a way for them to get the Democrat Black vote in Detroit for Duggan for mayor or governor as he leaves the mayor's office. Very popular, Mary Sheffield, very popular Mike Duggan, serving three terms as mayor of Detroit. One of them he won by a writing campaign. Now, it's very, very, very interesting how this is playing out, because Curtis Hertel Jr., the chairman of the Democratic Party in Michigan, came out and got quote of the day yesterday. We talked about it in holding a press conference down at Grand Central Station. There were many high-profile Democrats attending that event, even a few Republicans, supposedly Republicans, attended it as well. Well, Hertel came out and said, I look forward to them running next year as independents, basically implying that he's kicking them out of the Democratic Party. You see, one thing they don't tolerate is playing in other parties. Once you do, you're done. And Hertel took their attendance at this independent candidate event as being disloyal to the Democrat Party. With that being the case, he's kicking him out. And this is going to potentially change the dynamic in next year's election. Because if Hertel lives up to his threat of kicking them out of the party, well, guess what? They may lose some seats down ballot. Very, very interesting development. And you just heard it, of course, at the top of the hour, Michigan News Network. We're going to continue on with today's show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. I was sent a letter that was sent to the President, Donald J. Trump. The White House, 1700 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. This letter was dated yesterday. It was also sent to the Honorable Pamela Jo Bondi, Attorney General of the United States at the U.S. Department of Justice, 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. It was sent to the Honorable Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, Office of Strategic Communications. It was sent to the Honorable Kristi Noem, Secretary of Homeland Security, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 2707 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C. It was copied to Kash Patel, Director of the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 395 East Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C. The Honorable Director Edward Martin of the Weaponization Working Group within the U.S. Department of Justice. The Honorable Thomas D. Homan, Border Czar, White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it was sent by Dar Leaf, Barry County Sheriff. Dear Mr. Trump, please be advised that my office has conducted interviews with Venezuelan informants. I am in receipt of critical evidence under sworn testimony. Raise your right hand, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. That is under grounds of perjury. If you lie after taking that oath, you're going to prison. This evidence reveals a plan by China, Serbia, Iran, Greece, and Venezuela, conspiring and coordinating to overthrow the United States government. This plan has been in place and in the process of execution for over two decades. The very individuals that were working on U.S. soil during the 2020 election are the same Dominion individuals that participated in fraudulent elections on behalf of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. I'm attaching files for the White House and the Department of Justice. Now, the closing page has some very interesting statements in it. He goes on to say, the Barry County Sheriff's Office is respectfully requesting that national security concerns as well as criminal actions of Ronald Morales, David Marino, Eric Coomer, Goran Arbradovic, Ranko Samakovic, and others be immediately addressed by seeking grand jury indictments for their actions, including treason. Of course, you know the penalty for treason. Hanging by your neck until death. The letter continues. Not one more election should take place utilizing Dominion as the vendor. Serbia, working via China, has been utilized for over 20 years to make changes to elections on behalf of Venezuelan engineers. Moreover, Dominion and Smartmatic have been utilizing Chinese vendors, including Jurtek, for the manufacturing of its equipment. And its dishonesty as it relates to the manufacturing of the machines, which has prevented U.S. oversight. Dominion engineer and the president of CANSEE, that's all in caps, at some company, Goran Obradovic, has worked as a facilitator between Venezuela and China. My office is requesting, after accountability for every Dominion agent, employee, and contractor, that the media and its attorneys be investigated for their quote-unquote settlements with Dominion for defamation, for insurance fraud, and as well as misleading the American people and American government. Of course, Mike Lindell was taken to court by Dominion for defamation and was awarded a huge amount. It's under appeal. We will continue to follow that story. Just this week, I believe it was Monday, Newsmax settled with Dominion for defamation, $67 million. Earlier, Fox News settled a lawsuit with Dominion. Well, according to this letter by Dar Leaf, all of these settlements against plaintiffs in favor of Dominion for defamation need to be investigated. The letter concludes, my office will continue to assist the United States government with its criminal investigation related to Dominion agents, employees, and contractors. I thank you for delivering justice to the American people. Sincerely, signed, Dar Leaf, Berry County, Michigan, Sheriff. Now, here's the things that you have to understand, folks. He has basically found a Venezuelan, many, according to the letter, that have given him sworn testimony under oath, under grounds of perjury, as to what they told them, him in his office, his investigators, what they participated in. Now, I'm sure they may have asked for an immunity agreement. I don't know if a county sheriff in the state of Michigan can grant immunity for the violation of federal statute. I'm not sure. I don't think he can, but I'm going to ask Dar. If this letter, knowing that it went to all these different people, is ignored, we've got a major problem in this country. If this letter addressed to the President Donald Trump and all these cabinet members, all these secretaries, Director of National Intelligence, the United States Attorney General, Department of Justice, Kash Patel, the Director of the FBI, as well as others, collectively, they can't claim they didn't get it because he sent it to so many people. That's point number one. Point number two, if he is in fact has evidence, sworn testimony under oath, well, guess what? This investigation could absolutely blow up not only go after Dominion and their agents, employees that participated in this takeover of our government. This could be criminal to the point of treason. According to Darr's letter, his interpretation of the laws, this is something that could be a major, major game changer heading into next year's election. Vicky came home last night from Mount Pleasant at the Soaring Eagle Resort Hotel, where the Michigan Association of County Clerks held their three-day conference. Well, guess who sponsored a lot of that event? Who was actually in attendance? People from Dominion. There was folks there from the Bureau of Elections. Even the director of the Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, spoke to the clerks. Rambling off very quickly, Vicky said her and Annette Marcus, her deputy clerk, were taking notes as fast as they could as he verbally rattled off all the rules. Not laws, not election laws, not statutes, not MCLs, but rules that Jocelyn Benson and him, Jonathan Brader, the director of Bureau of Elections, expect the clerks to run the elections next year by. Vicky kept whispering to Annette, what's the statute number that justifies that rule? He didn't say one, did he? Nope. Throughout the entire speech, it was nothing but rules made up by him, perhaps, as well as Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. And guess who the keynote speaker was that night? This was Tuesday night. None other than Jocelyn Benson herself. Yes, this is very interesting. Because Darr Leaf is a Michigan County Sheriff. Dominion, in this plot, according to this letter, has evidence to prove that China, Serbia, Iran, other foreign national entities work together with Dominion to overthrow our U.S. government. And he's got the evidence. And he sent it to enough people that they are not going to be able to sit on this. This is huge, people. If in fact acted upon based on this evidence, an investigation is conducted, this could completely bring down Dominion. And I wonder what it does to all these judgments, settlements that they've gotten in court. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading